Up next is cookies.
I saw him dancing there by the wrecking machine. I knew he must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. I knew it wouldn't be long till he was with me, yeah, me. I knew it wouldn't be long till he was with me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll. It's gonna put a dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. It's gonna take your time and dance with me. He smiled, so I got up and asked him for his name. That don't matter, he said, 'cause it's all the same. Say, can I take it home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on, he was with me, yeah, me. And next we're moving on, he was with me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll. It's gonna put it down with the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. It's gonna take your time and dance with me. Can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on, he was with me, yeah, me. And we're moving on and singing that same old song, yeah, with me. Singing, I love rock and roll. Putting a dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. It's gonna take your time and dance with me. I love rock and roll.
Cookies.
Cookies.
What did you think, Val?
It was decent. Like, it sounded too low for you. And, like, the beginning sounded like you were putting on a weird type of rock-sounding voice. I don't, like, remember the original song that well. I haven't heard it in forever, but I don't know if the original person has a weird voice when they
sing.
She
has, like, a rock voice. Like, she has, like, a, like, yeah, me. Yeah.
Oh.
She has, like, a...
So maybe, like, trying to imitate that.
She has, like, a typical, like, rocker chick voice.
Oh.
In my opinion.
I forgot. I don't remember. But, yeah, there was, like, a weird mic puff or knock or something on the first chorus on the dance with
me. Oh, I noticed that. That was strange. I was like, what was that? I liked your harmonies at the end a lot.
Really?
Yeah, well, yes and no. There was a thing that I, there was a very specific thing that I didn't like about them, but then I did like them. I thought they were really cool. I didn't like the come on that you did over everything because it made it sound hectic. But I liked the, sorry, I'm like losing my train of thought for some reason. I liked the harmony that you did on the actual words, like come and take a time and dance with me or whatever. Take a dime? What? Did I just
take
like,
a,
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't care enough to try and figure out the actual lyrics. You know what I'm talking about. I liked the harmonies on that a lot. I thought they sounded really cool and like funky, and I love that you added them. I didn't love that they were louder than the lead vocals. That's what I didn't like about them.
Yeah, they were all at, like, the same level.
Yeah, you should have leveled that off more evenly so that your main vocals were what were being heard. I mean, like, I've had this problem, too, sometimes. Like, when I've done the very few harmonies that I've done in the songs that I've done, I tend to, like, leave them a little loud, and I think part of me is like, look at me, I'm doing harmonies, I'm so proud. Look, you can hear them. Oh my god, I figured this out. Because, like, normally I can't figure out harmonies at all. So, like, I, like, totally get the want to, like, have them be loud and heard and be awesome and epic. And these were awesome and epic, and I super loved them, and I super appreciated them. I think that they just should have been a little bit quieter. So that's a mixing comment.
I liked the harmony attempt, but I didn't like the overlays, and I didn't like the runs that you were doing. Like, if you're gonna do a run, you have to like think them through before you do it, and like, because when they sound like they're not going anywhere, you can really tell with a run. So think of what you want to do with it, and then do it instead of like improvising a run and be like, that's a run, because it sounds, because it sounds bad. So yeah, just think about the runs you want to do before you do them.
Let's see, what else? Oh, I liked your energy a lot, too. I thought your energy was really great. You brought it was. Definitely. I wish, like, I liked your vocals, too. I didn't think it was, oh my gosh. I didn't think it sounded too low for you, but, I did think that you, like, I've made this comment before, too, is, like, I definitely think you just need to, like, articulate your words better, because sometimes it sounds like you're, like, stumbling over your words or something, but it's actually just, like, I feel like it's just you, like, slurring. Not articulating fully and, like, yeah, slurring your words together. So I think if you, like, articulated more, you'd be more successful as well, so.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say. I'm good.
Me too.
Done.
Done.
Up next is Autumn.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17, give or take. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me. He smiled, so I got up and asked for his name. That don't matter, he said, 'cause it's all the same. He said, can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we were moving on, he was with me, yeah, me. Next we were moving on, he was with me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me. Ow! Said, can I take you home where we can be alone? He was with me, yeah, me. I'm a moving on, singing that song, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come on, take the time and dance with me. Yeah, yeah. Come and take your time and dance with me. So come on, take your time and dance with me. So put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come on, take the time and dance with me. I love rock and roll. So put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come on, take the time and dance with me.
Autumn.
Autumn.
When What did you think, Valk?
I thought this was really good for your voice.
Yeah, I liked your vocals a lot. They were really great.
Yeah, and you had good energy. The only things that I really didn't like were, like, the ow and the oh. I think that's about it.
I liked the idea of the ow, but I feel like she needed to have, like, more on it. Like, ow!
Yeah, like, it needed to sound real. It sounded fake.
Yeah, it sounded a little fake. But, like, I mean, like, overall, I thought that was good. I really liked your, like, yammies. Like, your yammies. They were really good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You sang those really fantastically. Let's see. Oh, I also really liked when at the very beginning, when you were, like, saying he, like, looked about 17, you were like, give or take.
Oh, yeah, give or take, yeah.
That was so funny. That made me laugh. I was like, oh, Autumn. That was great. yeah, that's pretty much all I wrote
down. The vocals sounded like, they didn't sound, like, loud compared to the backtrack, but they sounded, like, loud in general and, like, peaky.
Oh, yeah, there were a couple of moments where your mic peaked. And I thought that the yammies sounded a little bit louder than everything else. Like, you, like, leaned in when you did them or something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was very pleased.
Me too.
And I really don't have anything else to say about this one.
Me too.
So, I am done.
Done.
Up last is Aria.
He rocks in the treetops all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birdies on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rocky Robin, ooh, Rocky Robin. Every little bird
in the tall oak tree,
the wise old owl, the big black crow, flapping their wings, singing, go bird, go. Rocky Robin, ooh, Rocky Robin, blow Rocky Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. He rocks in the treetops all the day long, howling and bobbing and singing his song. All the little birdies on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go a tweet, tweet, tweet. Rocky Robin, Rocky Robin, twiddly, blow Rocky Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Pretty little raven at the bird bandstand told him how to do the bopping, it was grand. Started going steady and blessed my soul. He up, up the buzzard and the hurry up. He rocks in the treetops all the day long, hopping and bopping
and singing his song.
All the little birdies on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rocky Robin, ooh, Rocky Robin, twiddly, blow Rocky Robin, cause we really gotta rock tonight.
And I love the way that both of you did this. Well, like, you and Jeffers.
Like, completely different takes on it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, like, really liked the way that you sang this aria, like, in general. It was just, like, really good.
Yeah, I loved your take on this. And that you had, like, it sounded like you were dancing and you had, like, super energy.
Yeah, it was so fun. And, like, you were, like, really, like, cute and, like, your vocals were epic. Like, there was one part where you, like, did, like, the Oriole or whatever, and
the run,
and, like, you, like, went way up and, like, held it. Oh, it was fantastic.
It was awesome. I really loved it. That was my favorite part.
I think this might be my favorite of the night.
Me too. Like, hands down, favorite of the night.
Like, this was just really fantastic. I'm, like, happy that people did this song, because I think it's really funny and, like, cute.
I love this song, yeah.
So, that made me, like, super happy.
Yay! Yay!
People doing cute songs. So, I, like, really don't have anything bad to say. Oh, I think your voice cracked at one point, like, a little bit. It sounded like you, like, cracked it a little, but it, like, it kind of, like, it worked really well for the song. I don't know, I really liked it. I just thought this was really great, so I really have nothing else to say.
Same.
All right. Results time. We're going to go discuss.
Dun, dun, dun. Discuss.
Done. Results. The tragedy that is results.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, we're cutting two people tonight because Omi Pride dropped.
Dun, dun,
so,
dun.
Blasphemy.
Blasphema.
So, yes. Let's see. So, who won for you tonight?
Aria.
Same. I'll save Clary next.
Da-na-na-na-na. I'll save Jeffers next.
I will save Turtle next.
Turtle. I will save Cookies next.
Cookies. Dylan is immune. Immune. Yeah. Not immune. Immune. I'll save Autumn next.
I'll save Ross.
Ross. I will save Traviata.
Da-da-da-da-da. I always, like, forget who's left after this.
Bryson, Gildragon, Dizzy, Trigatree, and Tiffy.
Oh, I'll save Bryson.
Bryson. Okay, so our bottom four tonight is Gildragon, Dizzy, Trigatree, and Tiffy. I mean, you guys all had, like, some issues with your songs. Dizzy's was kind of in a weird place in his range. Trigatree's mixing was really poor, and her energy was low. Tiffy had very extreme low energy, and, Gildragon also had low energy. So a lot of just low energy all around with this bottom. So do you want to save one of them, put one of them back, and then we can cut two?
Gildragon is safe.
Gildragon, you're safe. Yay. So the last person to be safe is Dizzy. I'm so sorry to Tiffy and Trigatree.
Yeah.
I know that Trigatree was really sick, and I feel so bad that we had to cut you. Oh, I'm sorry.
So.
I love you.
Yes, we both love you.
And, like, you're such, like, ugh, you're just a great person.
It was just, it was just a bad night for you.
Yeah.
Sucks.
And, like, we will totally, like, let one of you guys know if, like, somebody drops. Actually, hopefully nobody drops because we are doing duets next week.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So, pairs of two, which is what duets mean. So we'll announce the pairs in 2 seconds, but also we're going to have a Beatles immunity challenge.
Oh boy.
Not to copy sing it or anything, but just, yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm forcing Val to do Beatles because I love Beatles. I love the Beatles, okay?
Rawr.
Okay, so as far as duet partners go, we have Russ and Autumn is the first pairing. Gildragon and Cookies is the second pairing. Traviata and Dylan is the third pairing. Megadizzy and Bogus Bryson is the fifth pairing. And the sixth pairing is Jeffers and OMG Awkward Turtle. So you guys are allowed to do whatever rock song you want. It can be a duet, like, to begin with, or it can be something you make into a duet. Whatever you choose, whatever's easiest. And that's due in a week. So pretty much that's the gist.
Yup.
Yay! All right, so enjoy that, and good night.
Good night. Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. It is Thursday. Woo!
Have turkey.
Yay.
Pie. cheesecake.
Brownies.
Yeah.
Done.
Done.